This map shows the Promised Land and all the different people living there during the time Joshua was the leader of the Israelites. Before Moses died, he chose Joshua to be the next leader of the Israelites. After wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, Joshua and his people camped the east of the Jordan River before heading into the Promised Land. There were many groups of people living in the Promised Land before the Israelites got there. But God told Joshua that he would take over the land that he promised Abraham and encouraged Joshua to be strong and courageous because he would be with him. When it was time to cross the river into the Promised Land, Joshua had the priests go first. And once their feet touched the river, the water parted so everyone could get across safely, just like what happened with Moses at the Red Sea. Once the Israelites were safely across, Joshua chose 12 men to each pick a stone from the middle of the river and pile them up at their camp. So whenever they see the 12 stones, they will be reminded that God helped them cross the Jordan River. That day, the Lord made Joshua a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites, and for the rest of his life, they would respect him just as they did with Moses. Do you know what happened to Joshua and the Israelites once they were in the Promised Land?